Now, it's interesting that these research data have come out, you know, a little bit before the time that we found out that adjuvant trastuzumab works so well. At this point in time, to what extent, if any, do you think the Oncotype is useful in patients with HER2-positive tumors?
You know, that's a very interesting question because, again, some of the data that's emerging from the Oncotype DX data is perhaps counterintuitive. That is, it is possible, and we can all cite examples of patients who were HER2-positive and were incorporated into the data set to have Oncotype DX, and yet their recurrence score was not necessarily in the high-risk group. That is, the presence of HER2 doesn't by itself trump all the other genomic prognostic factors. And I think that was a revelation to some of us because many of us had argued that, well, we know that the presence of the HER2 protein stratifies subsets, and all the subsets looked at appear to have a worse prognosis for patients with HER2 overexpression than those that are negative. And yet, when you do the assay on ER-positive tumors, the presence of HER2 does not necessarily put the patient into a high-risk group. So what I'm saying is that the presence of HER2 should not lead one to not perform an Oncotype DX assay because the result may be a surprise and the patient may, in fact, still have a low result and not require chemotherapy. Now, I think the question that remains unanswered by the available data is whether those patients who are HER2 overexpressors and are going to get hormonal therapy alone, should we be thinking about Herceptin for those patients? And currently we don't have an answer to that question, but I believe there are trials that are envisioned to answer that question.
I mean, my understanding was that it's very, very uncommon to have a low recurrence score in HER2-positive tumor.
It is uncommon, but I have seen it occur.